Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? This is your boy, Crump. How's everybody doing out there? Listen, y'all, so glad you're able to make it. I see a lot of y'all out there. Listen, your boy, Crump, just want to holler at you a little bit. You already know. It's the greatest day of my life. That's right. I don't know about tomorrow. Yesterday is gone. So, you know, we just go make it do what it do. Hey, listen, your boy, Crump, just want to holler at you a little bit. I ain't making no noise, but you know we can talk about something. Listen, y'all, I got a scenario today. However, before I get into that scenario, I want to just greet a couple of my guests. Hey, listen, caller, how you doing out there? Caller, 917-945, what's going on? How you doing out there? I can't hear you. Listen. We want to make sure I get a chance to listen to what you're saying. And, you know, if you can hear me, holler at me, chat me up or whatever, because I can't hear you. Holler at your boy. Listen, y'all, we're going to have a good time today. I promise you. This doggone scenario is going to be something serious. I promise you it is. Y'all gonna, this is something to think about, y'all. I promise you it is. It's gonna be something to think about. And I wanna get into it, okay. Because, you know, we only on here for 30 minutes today. Just for 30 minutes. But and I know I'm gonna repeat this scenario several times. The scenario is, you know, I loaned some money out about 3-4 weeks ago. And the person that I loaned the money to, we discussed when they were going to pay it back, okay? We discussed when they were going to pay it back. So when that day came for them to pay my money back, I get a text message saying, hey, Slick, they call me Slick. Hey, Smith, I can't pay you back today. I had to pay my tithes. Ooh, how am I supposed to react? Y'all give me a call. Call me up, y'all. 563-999-3685. Call me up, 563-999-3685. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Hey, listen, I got a call. I got a call on the line, 917-945. Tell me. Let me know what you're thinking about this thing. Let me know how you would feel, what you would do if you were in that situation. Let me know what you think about that. Again, y'all, I just want to know, because of the fact that if somebody owed you some money and you all discussed the time that they were supposed to be paying you your money, and then all of a sudden the day they were supposed to be paying you your money, they texted you, not called you, they texted you to tell you, hey, listen, I can't pay you because I had to pay my tithes. How you supposed to react with that? Y'all let me know what you think about it. Hey, I got a call, 770-624. What you think about that thing? Talk to your boy, Crow. Let me know what you think. Call 770. State your name. Where you from? Carl,
what's up with your brother?
What's up, baby? Talk a little bit about it.
Yes, sir. This your boy, Booz, man, coming in from the 4-4. Man, you know
there
what?
There it is.
You know what, man? Money will destroy friendships, man. Money will destroy friendships, especially when you're talking about loaning some money. When you're talking about loaning some money, you can cut them off. But why would you prioritize to pay your tithes versus paying me? You know what I'm saying?
Hey, listen. Let me just say this for all the people that are listening to you, boy, Crawl. I'm a firm believer that I did not wake up on my own this morning. Trust me, I know God did it for me. Okay?
Believe it.
I know that he's everything. However, I honestly believe that God wants you to pay your bills. What do you think about that, Booza?
Oh, yeah, you definitely got to pay your bills. You got to pay who you owe. You got to pay who you owe to.
You got to pay who you owe.
You got to. Yes, sir.
Hey, Booza, I'm tripping because I see all these callers on this call, but nobody really wants to talk. You know, I don't know if they just listening to Roy Crow. I mean, you know, I ain't trying to step on nobody's toes, whatever like that. However, I do realize I'm not God. I know I'd never be God. And, you know, I guess, you know, you're supposed to pay your tithes first. However, when I loan money, now I'm going to put it to you like this, Booze. If I loan you some money and, you know, we don't talk about nothing, I don't really expect to get it back. Usually I loan money in the expectation that it's not going to return. You hear what I'm saying?
Right.
However,
right.
When we talk about it, then that is the issue. When we talk about, hey, listen, I'm going to pay you back on such and such a day, and, you know, we're going to settle up then. That's when I have the issue.
Get their money is when we came up with it. Like,
that's
if you
right.
come up with a contractual agreement, me saying or whoever saying that, hey, we gonna straighten this out on the third. When the third come, I'm expecting to get my money on the third because that's the agreement that we come up with. The same agreement that we
that's
had.
The agreement.
When I lay the money in your hand, that's the agreement. Hey, here you go, the story you gave me, wah, 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 wah. Okay, on the third, you telling me that's all I got because that's what you give me is your word.
Mm-hmm.
Your word,
mm-hmm.
your word
mm-hmm.
is gold. You know what I'm saying? So
hey,
now,
listen,
when the
listen,
third comes,
listen.
Their word done turn to something else. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm talking about. And, I mean, you know, now in my mind, I'm saying to myself, well, I can't lend this person any more money because I mean, you
right.
know, if every time I lend money out, I can't get paid because they're going to pay their tithes. I'm supposed to starve because you go pay your tithe, and, you know, but you owe me. I mean, you know,
right.
I'm just trying to figure out how in the world that's supposed to work like that.
Right.
I mean, because
right.
I really don't know. And then it hurts me, too, to understand, to realize, to just think about how someone can do that to you. Because when you needed it, you know, I didn't even hesitate. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I didn't hesitate.
Mm-hmm.
Here you go. I don't even want to know what it's for.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Just here you go.
Right.
I want you to do whatever you need to do with it. Handle your business. And then, you know, all
the
world was, thank you, man. I'm, man. But see, the thing about it is, you got to know what a Bozo. I mean, you know, there are, when you talk about friends, let's talk about that. Because of
right.
the fact that you really need to know the definition of a friend. Like I said, you know, I got about 10 callers on here right now, but nobody want to say nothing. But
right.
I let me tell you the definition of a friend, man. The definition of a friend is someone who picks you up, takes you where you need to be, and never tell a soul where they got you from.
There you go.
You understand what I'm saying?
Talk to me.
Now, that's just crow. That's just crow. I mean, you know, people got their own, you know, definitions of what a friend is to them. But,
right.
you know, with me, you know, I'm going to go through the mud with you. You know, I want to see you come out of that thing clean. I want to see you come out of that thing clean. So that's how it is. You know, I got my good friend, Candace on here. I know she's probably busy, you know, doing her thing. And, you know, I would love to know what she had to say or, you know, any of her friends or what they had to say about this because, you know, I got a guy. I mean, he hadn't called in yet, but I got a guy, a pastor friend of mine I want to call in. He's supposed to be calling me to I want to hear exactly what he has to say, about this whole thing, because I know, and you know, I don't mind disagreeing. We can agree to disagree without being disagreeable. We just having a conversation.
Just having a conversation.
That's all we're doing.
Right.
We just having a conversation.
Right.
You know, again, like I said, you know, I just love to be able to express and just want to know what other people think about what's going on. That's what I'm saying. Because of the fact that, I mean, you know, you feel how you feel. I mean, nothing I can do about that. You feel how you feel. I mean, you know, if you, I was having a conversation about this same thing this weekend, and I was told, Mr. Boozer, I was told that, you know, saying that I'm upset about not getting my money makes it appear as if I'm better than God, because God got to get his first.
Oh no.
So, I was tripping. I said, I gotta go. I gotta talk about this thing. I really do.
I really need to talk about this thing.
It more so of
the agreement that you had with that particular party through the agreement that y'all had versus anything else.
Come live to
the agreement, what you said you was going to do first. You know what I'm saying?
That's
and
right.
And, you know, that's what you was going by. You was going by that word, the word that they gave you, the bond that they gave you saying, hey, on such and such date, I'm going to take care of that, what you was kind enough to give me, what you was kind enough
right.
from your heart to loan me. I'm going to give you that back with the same kindness that you gave to me.
Hey, listen, I agree with that 100%. I agree with that 100%, but I did not get the love that I dished out. And my thing is, how am I supposed to feel about it? What would you do? What would you do, Bozo, if that was you?
Me and that person going to have a talk. We're going to have a talk.
Okay.
We're going to have a good talk.
Okay.
We're going to have a real good talk and set some priorities together regardless of what you're going to do, whatever else you got going, take care of me first. Because that's the agreement that we made. Take care of me first. If you need to give it to me, if you need it back, I'd rather give it back to you. Then you can go do what you need to do. But your word is that you're going to give it to me when you said you are.
Go ahead, sir. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. I was just saying, then it wouldn't be an issue as far as, you know, you didn't pay me when you said you would. You gave it back to me and said you needed it again. So we'll go buy another contract. We'll go buy another contract. You say, hey, I got something coming up, man. I know I said I was going to give it to you on the third. If you go to third, I gave it back. But if you can, I really need that again. Boom, here you go. Here you go. Better yet, I'm going to let you have it. You know, I'm going to let you have it. If you get straight up where you can tie me up again, you know, cool. But if not, you have it. Because you're going to come to me again. You know.
But can they come to you again? That's the thing. That's the thing. Can they come to you again? I mean, would you allow them to come to you again?
I wouldn't allow you to come to me again because I can't go by your word. I can't go by your word.
Mm-hmm.
I can't go by your word because I don't have nothing to look forward to. You know,
That's right.
Hey, you told me the last time you're gonna pay me on the third. When the third came, you told me I don't have it, but. You know, your word ain't worth it, you know.
I guess, and that's what bothers me the most. I mean, if you know, we didn't, if I were to say, you know, just give it to me when you can, that's one thing.
Cool.
That's one thing.
Cool.
I mean, you know, whenever you can get it to me, get it to me. That's one thing.
Right.
However, when it get to the point where we talked about, like you said, I'm going to use what you said, the third. We talked about the third. Now, my thing is now you assuming that I don't need my money on the third. You assuming that I can wait.
That's where the issues come into play at right now. That's where they come in at right now. Yep.
Now I mean, your money. Right. you holding my money hostage as if I don't need it.
Right.
Don't.
You know what?
Please
you know
don't.
What, I had an issue like that where I took money from something that I was going to, a bill that I needed to get paid. So I said, I'm gonna take from this bill to lend to this person because they needed it immediately. Okay, so now my bill that I gotta pay is on hold because I got a grace period. But you need it immediately. So I'm gonna take from that bill and give it to this person that needs it immediately. But you tell them you're gonna give it back. You're gonna give it right back to them when you get paid Friday call. I don't hear from you.
Wow.
Time to come, I don't know. Now my bill is due Monday. My bill due Monday, but you get paid Friday. So I can get the money back from you Friday to take care of that bill Monday. But because I got an extra side hustle going, just like you say, that person feel like I don't need it. Because I got two side hustles, but you only got one thing going. But that's not my fault. You
that's
you
right.
Feel
don't
I'm
assume.
Saying?
Don't count my pocket.
Right.
don't
right.
assume. And see, I think that's another thing that kind of made me upset. You assuming that okay, I'm gonna be all right. Like oh, she's gonna be all right. He'll be all right. I just
right.
get to him.
Right.
You know. But I mean, since then I've gotten paid. But who's to say you didn't have to pay tithes again? You know,
right.
Because
what did
when
you
it
do
happened
when you
to me, right, it shocked me when I got the text message because I didn't get a phone call, first of all. That was the first problem. Secondly,
wow.
You know, I responded in a way like, I just said, do you. Now, I was heated. I was tripping. I was, you know, I wanted to come. I just said, just do you. You know, I kind of decompressed for a minute. Woosah, did what I had to do and just said, do you. So, I mean, it was just one of those things, man. But again, like I said, you know, don't ever count my pocket to assume that I don't need the money that I loaned you. Now, let me tell you, for all the people that are listening, I love God. I do. I thank God for letting me be the lender and not the borrower. You know, I can honestly and truly say, God, thank you for letting me live life and live it more abundantly and mean it. You understand what I'm saying? So I know it's all about God. It is all about God. But I just think truly in my heart, God wants you to pay your debt. Because I honestly, I'm of the thought that if you know your life's getting ready to be turned off Monday morning, unless you have this money in, you got the same amount of money that you're supposed to pay your tithes with to get down there to Georgia Power.
Right.
Do you think Georgia Power is going to say, do you? Get it to me when you can.
Oh, you ain't going to get that. No. Uh-oh. They sending the crew out there to put that lockout tag out on them.
My God. You're going to be flipping the thing talking about something wrong.
Yep.
But, I mean, you know, and again, I'm not telling anybody on this line not to pay tithes. I'm not. Because, you know, if you're affiliated with a church, if your church got a hole in the roof, they'll fix it. I mean, you know, you do what you do. You pay, but pay your bills. Pay your bills. Right. If you got a pink slip at home, you better take that. If you say God is a rich God, he wants you to be rich too. So, you know, you make sure you do what you got to do that. All in the name of God. You hear what I'm saying?
There you go.
I mean, you do what you're supposed to do. I mean, my goodness, y'all. I mean, you know, I'm just chirping, Booth. And Booth, I so appreciate you, man, so much. You know, I tell you that all the time, man. I appreciate you so much.
Likewise.
Because of the fact that
likewise.
I don't know if people are just nervous to speak, you know, because it's live. I don't know if that's it. But it's one of those things, man. It's one of those things. But I mean, you know,
well,
you're
hitting it on all
cylinders. Yeah, I'm trying to hit it on all of them, man. I'm trying to hit it on all of them because, I mean, it's just certain people really don't want to comment on it. But I mean, you know, your thought is your thought. I mean, you know, everybody, you can say whatever you need to say. Just be respectful with it. That's the only thing I'm asking you to do. I mean, you know, the only thing I'm asking you to do is just be respectful when you talk on the show if you want to talk. But don't be, this is not one of those shows. I'm not going, you know, just dog you or anything like that. That's not me. That's not what I do. Only thing I want to do is just have a conversation. Just want to have a conversation with you. But, I mean, you know, I still want to know. And I mean, I know what's going to happen. I know what's going to happen, Booze. I'm going to get a lot of text messages. And the text messages are going to be what I'm talking about. Now, Candace, I got about 5 minutes left on the show, Candace. Talk to me. Tell me your thoughts. Give me about 2 minutes of your time. Tell me what you think about this. Candace, you got the floor. The mic is yours. Talk to me. Let me know what you think. Well, let's say hello to Candace.
Hey, what's up, Candace?
Hi. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. How about yourself?
I personally don't lend out money because I work hard for my money and I'm not, you know, oh, here, you need it. I don't do that. I work hard for my money, so I don't lend out money. So I don't really have to worry about people trying to pay me back. But when it comes to, oh, I can't give you your money back because I have to tie, I would have been very upset, and I probably would have ended the friendship because you're not supposed to mix money with family, business, friends, all of that stuff. But that's just me. I don't lend out money.
So that you agree with that, Booth?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So Candy, you said that would have ended the friendship, huh?
Yeah, because I don't mix my money with my friends or my family.
My goodness. So I mean, you know, I guess. You know, when if somebody come to me and need it, if I don't give it, I feel some kind of way. But you got one time to do what this cat did. You got one time to do what this cat did. And when you did, if you did that, that was all she wrote. That was all she wrote. So it's one of those things. It's one of those things. I mean, I got some people. Like I said, I knew this was going to happen. At the end of the show, everybody want to talk. Got some people. Got some new people coming in. I got about 4 minutes left. I got about 3 minutes left. And it's going to be over with. I mean, this 3 minutes is just raise your hand. Let me know that you want to get in there. And I'm going to let you talk. Until then, Candace would like, you know, she don't lend money out. She work hard for her money, and she don't want it to be like that. But I got another call in. Let me tell her this. Listen, somebody said they can't pay you after they told you they were going to pay you. But they said they can't pay you because they have to pay their tithe. What do you think about that? State your name, where you're from, 404-468. We got about 2 minutes left. You there, caller?
Hello?
404-468. So what do you do? What do you do? Somebody said they were going to pay me back at a certain time, but then they text me and said, I can't pay you because I got to pay my time. What do you say about that, Minister?
Well, I think sometimes we have to look at certain situations as far as if you can't loan it out, don't give it out.
So, right? So how am I supposed to feel about that person? Listen, yeah, I can loan it out. I can loan it out. But when we talk about you go pay me on the third and then you text me and said you can't pay me because you got to pay your tithe. That's a problem.
That's
Would
a problem?
Agree? Yes.
You're putting me on the spot.
That's a problem because I got Boozer and Candace on the phone. Listen, y'all. And we're going to talk about this again. I got about 60 seconds up on the clock, y'all. Hey, listen, I want to thank y'all for coming into the show. Thank you so much for your time this time. And until the next time. My hope is better than the last. And as my dad would always say, you're never out of business when you mind your own. This is your boy, Grog. We'll be hollering at you later.
Baby, hey, homies are money. You better pay it back.